293, Section 2, Communications. As you read, look for the following. The different ways Missourians communicate. The role computers and their internet play in our lives. The reasons it is still necessary to have newspapers and publishers. The ways radio and television have changed since their starts. Vocabulary terms: internet, email, website, World Wide Web, broadcast. On March 9, 1804, the people who gathered in St. Louis to witness the flag-raising ceremony celebrating the transfer of the Louisiana Territory to the United States were surprised by the country making the sale. As far as most of them knew, the territory still belonged to Spain. The news that Spain had traded Louisiana back to France in 1800 had not reached St. Louis yet. If the sale were to happen today, we would not only know about it instantly, we might even be able to watch the ceremony on our cell phones. It is not surprising that communications have changed so much in 200-plus years. Just think of how much it has changed in your lifetime. Page 294, Telephones. The telephone your parents grew up using did one thing: made and received phone calls. It did not have a video screen. It did not have a built-in camera. It could not download songs or send text messages. It could not be used as a computer or as a game player. There was only one choice in ringtones. It was also not very mobile. It was connected to the wall by a cord, which connected it to a telephone line that connected it to other lines. There are still telephone wires either strung on poles or buried in the ground that carry phone messages. Your house may still have a landline, a telephone connected to the wall with a cord. But more and more Missourians have and use cell phones, which send voice and other data, information, as electronic signals that travel through the atmosphere. When you make a call on your cell phone, the signal is sent to a tower or antenna in your neighborhood. The signal is then relayed, sent on, to the telephone company. If the call is to another cell phone, the signal is sent to the tower or towers nearest the person you are calling. Then the call is relayed to the person's phone. The signal might even be relayed by a satellite in orbit around Earth. If the call is to a landline, the signal is sent from the phone company by a ground line to the telephone with that number. Page 295, Computers and the Internet. Look around your classroom. There is probably a computer you can use to do research, complete assignments, practice your math, or play spelling games. But keep looking. Almost everything you see in the room is there because, in some way, a computer was used. To begin with, this textbook was researched, written, edited, and printed using computers. By the way, the calculator you use to solve arithmetic problems is also a computer. In fact, the first computers were designed to solve arithmetic problems. 5,000 years ago, the Babylonians used an early version of an abacus to add up how much grain was harvested. You've probably seen an abacus in class. You might also have seen an old adding machine that used wheels and gears to add and subtract. And your parents or grandparents might still have a slide rule that they used in high school or college to make calculations, using numbers to solve problems. Over time, we have learned more about mathematics and computer science and have become better at inventing machines and using electronics. We have made computers that can solve harder problems and do so faster than ever before. Now computers are used for more than just adding and subtracting. They are used to guide space shuttles into orbit, to help your parents' car use fuel more efficiently, and in thousands of other ways, big and small. At a restaurant, the waiter will enter your order on a computer. We use them to play games and to create all types of information or entertainment. Page 296. Better yet, we can share that information and entertainment with others through the Internet. The Internet uses telephone or cable television connections to link computers with each other, whether it is the computer next to yours or one on the other side of the world. One way is through email, which allows us to send messages and to attach computer files like documents or pictures to the messages. Another way is through websites. People or organizations create a set of web pages and make it available on the Internet through the World Wide Web or other systems. People who know the web address or have a link to the website can look at it. Websites can give us information, entertain us, or help us perform tasks such as ordering tickets to a concert or applying for a membership in a club. They also help us keep in touch with other people. Some people have websites about their families or are members of networks where they can post pictures and information about themselves to be seen by other members of the network. Still other people share their thoughts and opinions on a blog, short for weblog, a log being a written record of events. Newspapers and publishing. Newspapers continue to be an important way for people to keep up on the news or to find information they need or are curious about. Missouri's larger cities have daily newspapers. Many towns, big and small, have a weekly newspaper. Whether they are published, printed, and sold, each day, each week, each month, or even less often, newspapers carry news and information. They have pictures of news events and people, places, or objects in the news. Newspapers have sports items and entertainment like the comics or a Sudoku puzzle. They also have advertising to help merchants sell their goods or to announce upcoming events. The money advertisers pay for the ads and the money you pay to buy the newspaper help the newspaper pay its workers and expenses. Page 297. There are not as many newspapers as there used to be. Now people can also get news and information from television and radio or from the Internet. Many newspapers have websites to help report the news faster. But for many people, the favorite way to find out what happened and what will happen is to hold a newspaper in their hands and read it. People also like to read magazines and books. Hundreds of magazines are published in Missouri. Most are written for a small audience interested in a particular subject. For example, the Angus Journal is published in St. Joseph for farmers who raise Angus cattle. Bluegrass Now, a magazine printed in Rolla, is read by people who like bluegrass music. There are also more than 100 book publishers in Missouri. Most print a small number of books on subjects of special interest to small groups of readers, such as doctors or engineers or people who like poetry or stories about the Civil War. Two large book publishers in Missouri are Scholastic and Wadsworth Publishing Company. Scholastic prints school textbooks and other educational materials and has warehouses in Moberly, Neosho, Jefferson City, and St. Louis. Wadsworth publishes school yearbooks at its factory in Marceline. Did you know? The Pulitzer Prizes for Journalism and the Arts were created by Joseph Pulitzer, at one time owner and editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Page 298. There are also people who publish their own books using computers and printers at home. Most only print enough copies for their friends and family, but a few also sell copies of their books at local bookstores. If you are a fan of comic books or graphic novels, with stories told in pictures like a comic book, You may have seen one of these self-published books. Radio and television. There are more than 370 radio stations in Missouri. They broadcast, send out, local and national news, music of every kind, sports, farm reports, talk shows, weather forecast and warnings, religious programs, and educational programs. Some have powerful signals that can be heard all across the country. Some have weak signals and are heard in only a small area, such as a college campus. There is at least one station in each county in Missouri, and most counties have several. Missouri's larger cities each have dozens of stations. Some broadcast in languages other than English. Page 299. Not only people in Missouri, but also people around the world can hear many of the radio stations in Missouri over the Internet. There are also radio stations that can be heard only on the Internet. In 2007, there were 25 television stations in Missouri. These are stations that broadcast over the air, meaning their signals can be received by anyone close enough to the station's broadcast tower with an antenna connected to their television. They include stations that provide entertainment, news, weather, and sports programs, and stations that broadcast educational programs. On some of the stations, national broadcasting networks provide the programs. Many of these stations are also broadcast over cable and satellite networks, along with hundreds of other stations or channels. Your home may be connected to a cable system, or it might have a satellite dish to receive the broadcast signals. Commercial radio and television stations are supported by the commercials you hear and see. Public broadcasting stations are supported by donations from listeners and viewers, by grants, and in a small way, by the government with tax money. Did you know? Missouri's first television station was KSD-TV. Now, KSDK-TV, in St. Louis. It first went on the air in 1947.